The Kansas wheat crop is being described as a mixed bag, following the conclusion of this week's trek across the state by seasoned crop scouts. The annual Wheat Quality Council tour, which typically brings in about 100 wheat industry allies to gauge the state of the crop, was canceled this year due to COVID-19 challenges. But the Kansas Wheat Commission took up the baton and coordinated a smaller in-the-field look, connecting crop scouts virtually. Wheat Quality Council Executive Vice President Dave Green was part of the smaller entourage scouting this week. He explains the overall Kansas crop is quite variable, with western regions hit hard by drought.
But in the south central and central areas, which are the big production areas anyway, conditions are very good. They've had timely rains. The weather has been very cool here, so the crops have not been stressed. And so now that we've had rain the last few days and weeks, actually, in those areas, things are very promising. And there's a feeling that the high yields are going to come from those areas and maybe make up for some of the poorer areas.
After 3 days of scouting, the Kansas Wheat Commission estimates the 2020 crop to average 44.5 bushels an acre, a bit lower than USDA's projection last week, which came in at 47 bushels. How does that compare to the 2019 projected yields?
I think we did 52, I think, last year. So it's not as big a crop for sure.
Green reports acreage and yield makes for an average harvest in Kansas of 284 million bushels compared to 2019 at 338 million bushels. The Kansas wheat crop ranges from flowering to heading, with the beginning of harvest some 30 to 40 days away. Reporting for the South Dakota Wheat Commission, I'm Pam Geppert.